T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KAMX Luling Austin.
You hear me now?
From the Homeward.com studio, this is Austin's Mix. Mix 94.7.
When I wake up in the morning, don't wanna show that's boring, gotta get into my daily grind. By the time I hit the door, turn the show on I adore. Booker, Alex, Sarah on the radio. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah are on the air.
Hey!
Hey! Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 18th of September. I didn't even bother to look at anything. Because the only thing that matters in life right now is that today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Boom.
And
can't
if you're
wait.
A vegan, you can still enjoy it.
Yeah, you can have a Whopper.
What do they call it?
Yeah, I don't even, but it's like it tastes like meat, but it's not.
The Beyond Meat.
Is that what it is?
Like the Angry Whopper.
No, I think Sarah's right. I think it's called the Beyond Meat.
Well, there's one called Beyond Meat, and then I forget what they're selling. It's a different one. Anyway. Booker, by the way, sent out a reminder for Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, yeah.
Like Saturday morning.
Oh, you best believe it.
Yeah. Sarah, you don't have to, but are you going with us to have lunch today? You don't have to. If you're going to have a salad, just go home.
No, really.
She won't have a cheeseburger.
But I'm just saying, like, I mean, I love you yeah.
You know, Alex and I have a segment where we've actually done a very good job of we have not done a very good job of maintaining, but we do a thing called Burger Time where Alex and I go visit some of the best known burgers around town.
You've done it like twice because every time we'll start at 6 in the morning, like, we're gonna go eat burgers 6 a.m. 7 a.m. we're still talking about burgers, where we're gonna go. 8 a.m. we start like getting diverted, and then by 9 a.m., no one's eating burgers.
I purposely didn't have dinner last night to wait for today. So if you guys decide not to, I'm still going, but I need to know early so I can reach out to friends and meet me downtown today.
How does that make sense? I'm not going to eat dinner.
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
So that I can then be starving for breakfast, not eat breakfast, and then eat a burger for lunch.
Because
I'll eat dinner, and then I'll eat breakfast, and I'll still eat lunch.
Yeah, me too.
Of course.
Yeah, I eat 3, sometimes 4, sometimes 5 meals a day.
Lunch, I'll want it more.
So the one burger spot that we're going to go to today for National Cheeseburger Day is a little place, a little casual spot that has been getting a lot of accolades for its burger. It's called Dean's One Trick Pony. Mm-hmm. It's right there on... there's an entrance just off the Congress Street Bridge, but it's technically inside the Line Hotel.
And that's the one you've decided on.
It's Congress and Cesar Chavez.
Is it still open?
What do you mean?
Like that? I know that when the line opened up in the hotel that they're that place is still open, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been, but I haven't heard anyone talk about it like recently.
Oh, yeah. No,
okay,
it's definitely open.
So we're going to walk up and be like, okay, cool. It's not going to say like closed.
No, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Look, I will tell you this. Shout out. The best burger that I've had in Austin in a really long time. I recently went to Hayes City Store, I believe is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And that burger blew me away.
Where's that?
It's just outside of Kyle. I don't know technically where it is. Look it up. Hayes City Store.
So it's in Hayes County, clearly.
It is in Hayes County, yeah.
Right outside Austin. By the way, the Burger King burger is called the Impossible Whopper.
It's Hayes City.
In Driftwood.
Store in Ice House. Yeah, it's in Driftwood. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not driving south today.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. Hey, listen, whatever you do today, get a burger because it's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, buddy, I cannot even begin to tell you.
And do you guys just do like straight American cheese, or like is there a rule that...
You know what? I was torn between, well, Booker said mentioned the Dean's One Trick Pony and Line Hotel, but I was also thinking of Loro. Today, they have a burger that looks amazing, like a brisket burger, cheeseburger with Munster cheese.
Ooh.
That sounds amazing. Like, oh, and with jalapenos as well.
So, Alex, you're starving right now, but you're still not going to eat until noon today.
100%. Because I'm going to want it more at noon.
So I'm going to tell you the burger that I had at Hayes City Store. This might get you excited to eat a burger today. I think this is the one I had. I was having a hard time deciding, but I'm almost positive this is what I had. The bacon jam burger.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awesome.
Sweet, savory bacon marmalade with Munster cheese and onion straws.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so hungry now.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen for a cheeseburger?
So, Sarah, you need a cheeseburger or not?
I'm not. No, because I'm a fun killer.
That's all right. That's, at least you're honest. At least you're honest.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to fit in some jeans. Real talk.
Enjoy your cheeseburger today on National Cheeseburger Day. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Hey, Alex. Hey.
Sarah. Hi. I want to hear something happy.
This is a story about five-year-old Jonah in Round Rock, Texas. Jonah, we first met because we're very involved with Dell Children's Medical Center, and he was there for a transplant.
Oh, I remember them.
His mom, Christina, came by.
Yeah, they actually came through a couple years.
Mm-hmm. Fans of the show.
Very nice family.
Well, now Christina and her five-year-old son, Jonah, are making news again because of something that we hate, bullying. And Jonah was being bullied at school because of his medical issues and the devices he wears. Well, KVU did a story about it.
He was in kidney failure as a baby and had a transplant.
He does need a feeding tube. He has a G button. He does have cerebral palsy, and that's where he suffers from his physical ailments, but he really tries hard to be as normal as he can. He's trying to live his best life. He wants to be at school like everybody else. He wants to walk down the hallways. He wants to sit at his desk and draw and paint and color and read and do everything that those kids want to do too.
Until a frustrating experience at school. When Christina says he was bullied for the medical devices he wears.
When these things happen, these are setbacks for him because it takes a lot of courage to be able to go to school and be different. Talk to your children about being compassionate and kind to those who might not look like them or act like them.
After that story aired, the KVU sports reporter reached out to the UT athletics director and said, hey, notice he's wearing a Texas jersey. Any way you can reach out to him? Well, they did. And the cool thing is, on Monday, Jonah was surprised by a care package that included Longhorns t-shirts, caps, bags for the whole family. Matthew McConaughey drove up in a Lincoln.
Heck yeah.
Kidding about that, but I wouldn't be surprised, right? And the card said, Jonah, we saw you were wearing your Texas football jersey and thought you and your family needed a few more things to wear. You make all of us at Texas Athletics so proud, and we hope you have the best year in kindergarten. Keep wearing that burnt orange. Hook 'em, Chris. Shout out to Jonah and Christina. Great story. Would love to send it to you if you text HAPPY to 51993. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And what we say, Sarah?
What? Mix 94.7.
No, we say hook 'em horns.
Oh, horns.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Thanks for listening to Mix 94.7. What do we say, Sarah?
Hook 'em horns.
There you go.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
Here's a fun fact for this National Cheeseburger Day. How many burgers has McDonald's sold to date? A, 3 billion, B, 30 billion, or C, 300 billion?
I'm going with the highest
one.
300 billion. Yeah.
Do you realize how big a number 300 billion
is? Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. But that's their business.
McDonald's holds a record of selling 300 billion burgers to date. McDonald's, y'all, sells 75 or more burgers per second.
That's wow. So many cows. many cows.
Who's to say it's cow meat?
No,
it's awfully
it
presumptious of you, Sarah.
It is.
Mystery movie.
All right, y'all, here we go. It's time for the Booker, Alex, and Sarah mystery movie. Can you name this film?
You did not see a room full of shiny weapons. You did not see four alien night crawlers. You will cherish and love each other for the rest of your lives.
All right, go ahead.
It's Men in Black.
Yes.
But it's not, is it just the OG Men in Black? Because there's a couple, right?
Sarah, what do you think?
I think it is because, I mean, the new one,
three.
I don't think Tommy Lee Jones is in the new one. It's
I don't know if
Chris
he is
Hemsworth.
Or not.
Well, how many Men in Blacks are there?
I don't know, a million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Tommy
one.
Lee Jones only in the first one?
He's not.
I think he's only in the first two.
Okay, well, that's Men in Black 2. How many Men in Blacks are there?
I don't know.
This is going to be the fourth one, right?
I don't know.
There's another one coming out?
Yeah, there's a brand new one.
Not the one that just came out. You mean there's another one in, on
oh,
top
no, no, no,
of the
no, no,
Chris
no. I'm
Hemsworth
talking about this
one?
Last one.
Oh.
Yeah, that was four, right? Or was that three?
I don't know.
I've only seen the first one, and I'm going to just roll with this as Men in Black OG.
Or I already told you, it's Men in Black 2.
Oh, it's 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's okay. I mean, you kind of got it right.
50-50.
All right, let me ask you about your stance on extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
Do you believe that there are unidentified flying objects? Do you believe that there are aliens amongst us?
I do. There's got to be something. The universe is too big to not.
Yes, but not in the form that we think they are.
Yeah, not like the long, like the thin chin, like long, like that whole, like, you know, that shape kind of thing.
Yeah, they're not. Like, why are they green? No. Why does everybody make them green?
So what do you think they just look different than what we've envisioned?
Yeah.
But
totally.
You believe that there are aliens?
Yeah, and they're probably not here yet. They're on their way.
Oh.
It's just taking them a long
time
to get here.
No, I think they're here. I think they've been here, and I think the government's just been covering it up.
Well, interesting, Alex, because back in December of 2017, three videos were posted online that showed footage taken by Navy pilots that were supposedly UFOs. Well, the Navy finally addressed those videos, and apparently they are real, and they feature, quote, unexplained aerial phenomena. And on top of that, they say the videos should never have been released to the public.
Wow.
Now, they aren't confirming those are definitely alien spacecraft. They use the term unexplained aerial phenomena to describe anything they can't identify. But if those definitely weren't UFOs, don't you think the Navy would have said that and not made a big deal about the videos going out to the public? Anyway, in conclusion, aliens are scouting us.
Mm-hmm.
The government knows about it but wants to keep us in the dark. And it's time to watch conspiracy theory videos on YouTube now until your eyes bleed. Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Thank you.
Do you remember in 2 days from now it's supposed to be that raid Area 51?
Oh, wait. Is that's coming up?
It's on the 20th. It was supposed to be
the
20th.
Oh, my gosh. Are they still doing the music festival? No.
I think it was canceled because there was so many people wanting to go. Like, there was like 2.1 million people that said they were going
signed
to this page.
Up, yeah.
Right. But they canceled. But they, like, canceled the event because it was, they couldn't, like, it would have been like the.
Couldn't protect.
Like, Fry Fest. Like, like, the whole, like, there's not enough people. Because they were to do like alien stock right outside of Area 51 or in a city nearby, but they couldn't house that many people.
Yeah.
But I think people will still. Unfortunately, probably still go, not
up.
To raid Area 51, but I think just show up to the nearby town.
Sure. I mean, raid it and get shot.
I mean, that's just...
That sounds like a good time to me.
Wow.
Interesting. I'm going to keep an eye out on that.
Yeah, the 20th is when it's supposed to go down.
Okay.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting that this video or this story leaked 2 days before that.
Mm.
They're out there.
Y'all. I don't do that conspiracy stuff.
I don't know. I mean, how else do you explain Ed Sheeran? I have no idea what that means. No idea what that means. Coming up, we got an update on the flooding in Houston. Plus, Alex Trebek is back in the news and not for good reasons.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, first, I want to give our best to our friends and family in Houston. They're bracing for some heavy flooding this morning after the fast-moving tropical storm Imelda made landfall yesterday. Imelda is now a tropical depression and could dump 6 to 10 inches of rain across the region. That would be the heaviest rainfall Houston has seen since Hurricane Harvey. Not much better news here. Alex Trebek suffered a setback in his battle with pancreatic cancer, and he's getting chemotherapy again. On Good Morning America yesterday, he said this.
I was doing so well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we were all very optimistic, and they said, good, we're going to stop chemo, we'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week, and my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again. And that's what I'm doing.
What a bummer. We were just talking about him last week of how great he was doing.
Yeah. It's crazy because pancreatic cancer is, you know, almost like a death sentence. It's about as bad as it can get. But he's not afraid to die, he said.
I realize that there is an end in sight for me, just as there is for everyone else. When I do pass on, one thing they will not say at my funeral is, oh, he was taken from us too soon. Hey, guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good life, and I've enjoyed it. And the thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. The effect it will have on my loved ones, yes, that bothers me and makes me sad. But the thought of myself moving on, hey, folks, comes with the territory.
And I'm not laughing at death, but just he's so, like, just funny about it. Just so open. Like, he's like, taken too soon. I'm 79.
It's a great attitude.
If you missed the Bachelor in Paradise reunion special last night.
I did.
Well, you missed the big deal because we have a new Bachelor. He appeared on season 15 on The Bachelorette with Hannah Brown. He was a second runner-up. He's a fan favorite of the series. And he is Peter Weber. He's officially the upcoming Bachelor for, wait for it, season 24.
Oh, my gosh.
He is cute. And I think he's the pilot, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. On Instagram, he's Pilot Peter.
Oh, yeah. My best friend, like, is obsessed with the show, and she told me to start following him on Instagram, like, when he appeared first, so I have.
Yeah, he's 27 years old. He's a commercial pilot. He actually lives in West Lake Village, California, which is literally, like, a super rich suburb that's not far from the Bachelor Mansion, so he ain't going far for work.
This was rumored a couple of weeks ago, and I saw on TMZ or reported them at LAX, where he's just wheeling in his pilot uniform, and I'm like, wow, he is, like, super good looking.
Oh, yeah, he's super good looking.
Yeah, and anybody in uniform, to me, is attractive. Tack on the fact that he's super hot and a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
100%. By the way, the new season of The Bachelor premieres on ABC January 2020.
We live in a streaming world, y'all. Get ready to watch all your TV shows via streaming services. Yesterday, The Hollywood Reporter said HBO Max has paid billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights to all 12 seasons of The Big Bang Theory for 5 years. HBO Max is also who paid $425 million for Friends. They're going to steal it from Netflix. Then NBC Universal announced they're going to have a new streaming service. It'll launch in April. And it's going to be called Peacock, which is genius. And it'll be the official home of Parks and Rec. It'll have a Battlestar Galactica show, unscripted content from Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and Lorne Michaels, and a revival of Punky Brewster. But also, they are bringing a revival of Saved by the Bell with Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley. Officially, they're still in talks with Mark Paul Gosselaar. The premise is weird. He's like the governor of California. He gets into hot water for closing too many low-income schools. I'm like,
what?
Y'all are trying to bring in serious storylines with Saved by the Bell, and that's not what it's about.
Totally.
But anyway, so he suggests that the affected students be sent to the highest performing schools, and one of those is Bayside High, and Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley are both parents of kids that go to Bayside High.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's, to me, first of all, there's no way that Zach Morris is now the governor of California. There's just no way.
It's too deep,
it's
man.
It's just too deep. I mean, come on, let's just have them be parents, and, you know, their kids are now at Bayside High.
Alex Trebek needs more chemo. Peter the pilot is the new Bachelor, and Zach Morris is now the governor of the state of California. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
His current record is 1,239 wins with just 114 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Gina. Gina lives in Spicewood, makes the commute to downtown Austin where she's a bookkeeper. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Hello.
Hey there. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you. Sarah is about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions that she has written. When you're done, I'll come back, answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win. Okay?
Okay.
She and Alex are going to be cheering for you.
All right, Gina, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Taylor Swift is joining The Voice next week. Which judge will not be part of the show this season for the very first time since the show started?
Ooh. I know John Legend was going to be there. Is it, I don't know, I'm going to say Gwen Stefani.
Okay. Mixed-ish debuts next Tuesday. The actor who plays the dad on the show actually is not in the pilot, but steps in starting with the second episode. He replaced the original actor. Mm. He also played Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell. What is his name?
Oh, my gosh. I know him as Zach Morris.
Don't we all?
Oh, Mark Paul Glosslier.
All right. Kenny G is working with Kanye West on new music. Kanye hired Kenny to play for his wife, Kim, on Valentine's Day, their anniversary, or her birthday.
I think it was the anniversary.
Okay. Liam Hemsworth learned about his split from whom on social media recently? Didn't even know. Just read it on social media.
Miley Cyrus.
Okay, and finally, Truth Hurts by Lizzo still rules the Hot 100. Finish the lyric. Okay, this is real short, but she mentions a football team, okay? One football team is mentioned in the song Truth Hurts. New man on the...
Minnesota Vikings.
All right, cool. Bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello.
Hello. I don't know, Alex, do I give her three? Because she said it. I'm going to give her three.
There you go.
Three out of five.
There you go.
Three
all
out
right.
of five.
We're being generous today, huh?
You know what? She deserves it.
It was better than yesterday's, that guy Justin that said, Justin Gloria.
I think he was cheating, yeah.
Yeah. She was not.
Okay.
All right. Taylor Swift is joining The Voice. Which judge will not be part of the show this season for the very first time since the show started?
Adam Levine.
That is correct. Mixed-ish debuts next Tuesday. The actor who plays the dad on the show actually was not in the pilot, but stepped in, replaced the original actor for the second episode. You've got to wait until the second episode to see him. He played Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell, but what is his name?
Oh, Mark Paul Gossler.
Yeah, she said Glossier, but it's Gossler. Yeah.
Is that the one you gave it to?
Yeah.
That's close enough.
Yeah, she got two or three. Kenny G is working with Kanye West on new music. Kanye hired Kenny to play for his wife, Kim, on Valentine's Day, their anniversary, or her birthday.
It was a whole room. It was like a empty room of roses, so it was... I'm guessing Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day. Liam Hemsworth learned about his recent split from social media. Who did he just split from?
Miley Cyrus.
Correct. And finally, Truth Hurts by Lizzo still rules the Hot 100. Finish the lyric. She mentions one football team in her song. New man on the...
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Which is weird because she should be a Texans fan because she moved to Houston. That's where she lived for a while.
That's why, I don't understand that line. Why she shouts out the Vikings.
Because she moved from Houston to Minneapolis.
And she started singing in Minneapolis.
She started singing in Houston, but then moved to Minneapolis.
Yeah. By the way, she sang it, so she beat you there. I should give her extra points.
Minnesota Vikings.
You didn't perform correctly.
Okay.
But you got five out of five.
Well, Gina, great job. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. This is Gina, and I can't beat Booker.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
All right, the Wendy Williams Show has been renewed for two more seasons. This is great news for the TV in the lobby at the car wash.
Trying to connect singles all over Austin with a segment we call Hook Up or Hang Up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Janae.
Hi.
Hi, Janae. Janae is single, and she's looking for a dude. We think we might have a guy for you. His name is Philip, and we'll get to him in a second. But before we ask him to come on, how about you tell us about yourself and what it is you're looking for in a guy?
Yeah, so I'm an elementary school teacher, and I love kids. I'm really excited to be a mom someday. So I'm just kind of looking for a genuinely nice man who's interested in having a family.
You sound... exactly like an elementary school teacher. She sounds so sweet and loving, and oh my gosh, her tone and everything she just said, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's the sweetest girl in the world.
Yeah, it sounds like she talks to children all day.
Wow.
Janae, what's a deal breaker for you?
I would say just if somebody, didn't like kids or didn't want to be married or have a committed relationship. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good deal. Let's say hi to Philip. Philip!
Hey, 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 hey. Yo, what's going on?
Oh, good morning. Here we go. We're going to give you 60 seconds to get to know Janae. Janae's going to ask you a few questions. At the end of that minute, We will count down 3, 2, 1, at which point, if you want to continue the conversation, you'll say hook up. Or if you just know that it ain't going to work, literally hang up the phone. Obviously, we'll get the message, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Hook up or hang up, Janae and Philip. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock starting now.
Hi, Philip. So do you like dogs or cats?
Dog person for sure.
Okay. And what's your job?
I work in the mall.
Okay. Well, what would be like your dream job if you had to pick one?
I'm actually in school right now for financial advising.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, very cool. Where do you go to school?
UT.
Great. Are you close with your family?
Yeah. I have 2 brothers and a younger sister. I'm with them.
Oh.
Philip, do you have any questions for Janae?
Do you have any family?
Yeah, I do. I actually live down the street.
I just landed here.
My parents actually moved out and bought a house right down the street from me, so we're really close.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Philip, let me ask you this one quick question. 60 seconds are up, but this is important. Do you want kids?
Not really.
All right.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't ask that, Janae.
Yeah, number one deal breaker. Got to ask that first.
No, that's scary.
Is it?
That would run me off.
Well,
I mean, it depends on how old you are. The older, the faster you ask that question.
Is it? Yeah.
Time's ticking. You don't want to waste time with people that don't want to have the same interests as you.
Right. That's a very good point. All right, guys, here we go. We've come to the point where we are going to ask you to say hook up or hang up the phone. If you would like to carry on, we would be happy to pay for a date. Or if you just know it's not going to work, then hang up the phone. Okay. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hook up or hang up. Janae and Philip in 3, 2, 1. Oh, man.
Oh, they both hung up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I'm assuming that he heard her hanging up and then not to be that dude. He hung up too, like make it think like he hung up.
Yeah, because he hung up second.
Yes.
So, yes, he was probably kind of waiting.
You don't want to be on the phone like, hello?
That's a good point.
I mean, at least I would.
Did you think he was going to be into her?
It sounds like someone that could take care of you, just passionate.
Right.
Just like, the
that's
warmth
very
of a teacher.
Motherly figure.
Yes.
But that's what you want in a girlfriend?
Yes.
I want a lady in the street.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Yet this Tinder just announced that it will be making its own TV show.
Ooh.
It's a tough show to cast because everyone who auditioned looked nothing like their headshot.
So my wife says to me the other day, the last thing I wanted to hear, hey, I think I'm going to take the day off so we can spend it together. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Brad Booker just be wanting a nap.
Yeah, that's it. Right. So when I get off work, I look forward to going home, maybe watching a show, but napping before I have to pick up the kids and my wife comes home and we have dinner, whatever.
Amen, bro.
Right?
Preach.
Well, it's like we live our lives in two parts. There's part one, the nap, and then part two.
Yeah, the nap is crucial to me, right? But when she said I was going to take off work to spend time with you, like, while I wanted to feign enthusiasm, it was very difficult for me because I knew that there would be no nap.
Yeah.
I would come home and I'd have to spend the day with her. And I know that sounds awful because I love her and I do want to spend time with her. But I like the weekends when we could spend time together, right? Because it doesn't interfere with nap time.
After a couple hours of that nap, that's when she comes home and that's when life happens.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if she worked from home?
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Home every day. I would have to go home and then she would be there and then we'd have to talk like married couples.
Yeah. And then you would be missing that nap.
Well, guess whose husband works from home now?
Dude.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Jay works from home?
Kind of, yeah.
Dude.
Wait, what do you mean kind of?
Like, well, he's going to travel sometimes too, but the other
times, good news.
He's going to work from home.
So he's home office now.
Yes.
So Jay works for Dell in Round Rock.
Uh-huh.
And he has been there for a long time. He's always gone into his office.
He's had all types of jobs at Dell. He's switched every 5 or 6 years.
But he's always gone into an office.
For the most part, but he's had traveling jobs before.
Okay.
But since I've known him, he went into the office, but now he is back home for a little bit. And it's the exact opposite of what you're experiencing. He's working from home. He's used to a nice, quiet office. He sees the kids off. And then he just, you know, sits in his pajamas and works from home until he marries me.
And
I, unlike you guys, I get home. And since all y'all do is talk about fantasy football and I have nobody to talk to, I get home and
Chad
I'm
is ear
like,
off.
Person to talk to.
Right.
And I immediately beeline into the office and then I start verbally vomiting every little detail
oh
and story of everything
oh
that I can think
of.
Oh
my God. Oh my God. No.
Because when it's how I work, but it's like when I have excited to see somebody, I have a list in my head and I want to get through all 20 items.
Dude.
So if I'm through 1 through 5, but I know there's still 15 more, I'll pause. Okay, what else? What else do I have to tell you? And he might, you know, move back to try to work. And the minute he like starts working, I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Does he not tell you just to leave him alone because he's trying to work?
Well, we're newlyweds, right? So we're still trying to figure that out because he doesn't want to hurt my feelings.
Right.
Right. So we're still trying to find the best way to communicate with me to
he
say,
is
like,
so miserable.
Shut the
Seriously.
Hell up.
Right.
Because I need to work.
Yeah.
So lately he just has done a big smile. Like if I just start talking and he looks at me with that blank smile, just big teeth, I can't say anything, but please, dear God, shut up.
Here's the worst part about it, though. You know exactly what it means, but
right.
you talk anyway.
Right. I have a friend, and I can't say who this friend is, and I can't say what they do for a living, but I could say what his wife does for a living. She's a teacher. I have a friend that has the same situation your husband does. He works from home, but he has the option of going into the office if he needs it.
Yeah.
So he takes up the option of going into the office once she lets out of school for summer because she teaches, so he's at home, and in summer, he goes
to
his
office.
And he's cool with it. He loves it. She just finally understood, like, oh my gosh, this is what you're doing. So when your husband decides to go to a home office,
I can't take it personally.
Yes, exactly.
You can't take it personally. Imagine Jay walking in the studio every time we turn on the mic. Actually, she would love that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.